When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With Friday's 830 on the Go, I'm Lindsay Peterson. Today's stories include some major heat moving back in just in time for the weekend, a weekend road closure to be aware of, and history happens at the 3M Open in Blaine. But we begin up north, where firefighters in the Boundary Waters continue to contain multiple ongoing blazes as warmer conditions stir up more smoke.
Ground crews from the Superior National Forest and local emergency response teams have ramped up structure protection around key areas like the Bear Trap and campfires, according to a Thursday update. St. Louis County Sheriff Gordon Ramsey confirmed that despite the uptick in heat, the blazes still remain mostly contained without much expansion.
Firefighters continue to button up that campfire that has started right at the border of St. Louis and Lake County last week and expanded to the east. They've been working hard on that southern and kind of eastern flank.
Interagency leadership plans to review fresh aerial data today before deciding if any community preparedness levels can be adjusted. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Forest Service announcing some changes for those wishing to use the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness.
Starting Monday, people will be allowed to use parts of the Boundary Waters for day trips only as fires continue to burn. This is good news for outfitters like Claire Shirley, who owns Sawbill Outfitters and Canoes, but she says she doesn't know yet if it will make up for the losses they've incurred so far.
It's significant. You know, we're a seasonal business. We're a small mom-and-pop operation.
She says they do feel grateful for the limited reopening and that there is some hope on the horizon.
We're definitely looking at ways to support our colleagues in Ely and up at the end of the Gunflint Trail, too, who are in tougher positions closer to active fires. They're going to have a tougher road, and so we need to be thinking about ways to support them as well.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A mixed verdict has been reached in the case against a woman who hurled a racial slur at a child in Rochester.
It happened in April of 2025 at a local park when an 8-year-old black child with autism reached into 37-year-old Shiloh Hendricks' bag and took an applesauce pouch. Hendricks was convicted yesterday of misdemeanor disorderly conduct for her confrontation with the man who captured the incident on video. Jurors acquitted her on a separate charge for her interaction with the child. She'll be fined $1,000 and received a stayed 90-day jail sentence. Local civil rights leaders expressed mixed feelings about the outcome, with some welcoming the legal consequences, others calling the penalty too light. Hendricks is now on probation and must complete 200 hours of community service.
Al Schock, News Talk 830, WCCO.
A stretch of Highway 77 spanning the Minnesota River is closed this weekend.
Between Kilbrew Drive in Bloomington and Diffley Road in Eagan, the southbound lanes of Highway 77 are shuttered until 5 a.m. on Monday. MnDOT says drivers can take eastbound I-494 to southbound I-35E as a detour. The closure is for pavement work in the larger Highway 77 Cedar Avenue construction project. MnDOT also reminds drivers to slow down and move over in construction zones. Gracie Stockton, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A doggy daycare center stepping up in the wake of the Helix apartment fire in St. Louis Park.
Many residents of the Helix apartment complex are clients at the Pampered Pooch Playground, so it only makes sense that they would help in this time of need. Carolyn Cashman, Assistant General Manager.
Their apartment complex is really close to our facility, so wanted to help out, and like also just because our community is strong, we just basically decided that we would start taking donations.
They're accepting everything from human and pet food, litter, toys, treats, you name it, but no cash.
Our customers always like do a really great job of like being generous whenever we do host fundraisers, but this has been like just completely like we have been overwhelmed by the amount of wonderful donations that we've gotten.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is suing a Duluth man who pleaded guilty to starting a massive wildfire by leaving a campfire unattended. Here's WCCO's Laura Oakes.
The so-called Camp House Fire near Brimson last May burned more than 12,000 acres, forced evacuations, and eventually required the help of 600 additional firefighters provided by the federal government. Governor Walz also declared a peacetime emergency in order to access state funds to help those who were impacted. The DNR is seeking roughly $4.3 million in a civil suit filed against Parker John Wilson to help recoup state expenses.
Early in-person voting starts today in Minnesota primary elections.
While the state has long allowed in-person absentee voting with the same ballot you'd get in the mail, Minnesotans can now vote early with a counting machine, just like on Election Day. The Secretary of State says there's at least one ballot machine available in every county. Primary election day is August 11th. Races include U.S. Senate, House, and Governor. The general election is November 3rd. Gracie Stockton, News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm Al Schock. State Representative Zach Stevenson says he refuses to let political violence intimidate public officials in the wake of Vance Belter's sentencing. Stevenson tells Channel 5's Tom Hauser on the WCCO Morning News that he hopes lawmakers remain committed to serving Minnesotans rather than giving in to fear.
Place is bigger than any fear that we have as a result of what happened last June. We're not going to let him win. We're going to keep our work, keep doing our work.
Stevenson says right now state officials are finalizing new emergency protocols to ensure all state legislators receive immediate coordinated warnings during future security threats.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather is heating up. Here's WCCO's Ari Bergeron.
The National Weather Service is issuing an extreme heat watch across southern Minnesota tomorrow afternoon, extending through Sunday evening. Dew points are climbing into the 70s and highs will be in the 90s. Heat indices will reach the triple digits for much of Minnesota and western Wisconsin. Hot spots could be Madison with a heat index of 106 and Redwood Falls at 104 on Sunday. Highs are forecasted in the upper 80s and lower 90s through next Thursday.
And drought continues to deepen in Minnesota.
The weekly U.S. Drought Monitor report shows that more than 86% of the state is at least abnormally dry, up almost 10% from the week prior. Severe drought also worsened in northeastern Minnesota, where more than a dozen wildfires continue to rage. And we're in for a heat wave. The National Weather Service predicts heat indices reaching the 90s and triple digits starting tomorrow. Gracie Stockton, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The Great Minnesota Get-Together needs your help.
It's hiring season for the Minnesota State Fair. State Fair spokesperson Maria Hayden.
Usually look to hire about 3,000 different people just for those fairtime roles. However, we're very fortunate to have a lot of returning employees every year. More than 50% of our fair-time employees return year after year, which is amazing for a 12-day job.
Jobs range from ticket sellers, ticket takers, parking, and park-and-ride attendants. State Fair Department jobs are open to anyone age 16 or older, and most jobs do not require prior experience. It's now 34 days until the start of the Minnesota State Fair.
Al Schock, News Talk A3O, WCCO.
What a performance at the 3M Open this morning.
History in the making at the 3M Open today. Michael Kim closed with four straight birdies to shoot a 12 under 59. That's just the 15th round of 59 or lower in PGA Tour history. The score is Kim's career best and sets a new course record at TPC Twin Cities.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk A3O, WCCO.
Finally today, paging all you Ryans, this one's for you.
Nonprofit Ryan Meetup is dedicated to assembling as many Ryans as possible. And today, Minnesota is the location of choice to make that happen. At noon, Ryans and their loved ones are invited to Cowboy Jack's, which is temporarily rebranding to Cowboy Ryans in downtown Minneapolis before parading to Target Field. Ryan Meetup co-founder Ryan Cousins says all spellings of the first name Ryan are acceptable. However,
we've never allowed last namers in. And so that's why, you know, we're really pushing to get Joe Ryan, the legal name change paperwork, to change his name to Ryan Ryan so that we can fully support him.
Joe Ryan and the Twins take on the A's at 6:10. The game will feature special Ryan seating, a Ryan field appearance, and Ryan surprises. Gracie Stockton, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to the 830 On The Go. You can find all of our podcasts, including the On The Go, at WCCORadio.com/podcasts. I'm Lindsay Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.